1 o'clock, right? And back early tomorrow, because I fool around with Ron Owen. You know, I screen calls. Here's what we do. We screen calls today, 808-0810. You call in. We're looking for something to fool around with Ron, open the show with, and then we open the show. You can also, you know, send me emails, kgoradio.com or lentillum.com. All kinds of legal questions. We answer lots of them. I save the weird ones for when I do Ron's show, and we'll answer them anyway. I'm not going to just put them in a pile. LenTillum.com, KGORadio.com. Good show today. I'll be back tomorrow at noon. Come early. Listen to me fool around with Ron Owens, KGO. San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. It's 1 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Swine flu has turned out to be milder than federal health officials feared, and because of that, the government has changed course.
With the new information they've been able to collect, no longer recommend communities immediately close schools. Instead, teachers and students with influenza-like illness should stay home.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, the CDC, says it still expects the number of cases to rise. And Texas state health officials have just confirmed the first death of a Texas resident with swine flu. It was a woman who lived along the Mexican border. She had other chronic health conditions. A deadline for Craigslist. Law enforcement officials from several states are now warning the website's lawyers about ads for erotic services.
Craigslist now has days to remove solicitations for prostitution and screen out pornography or be forced to.
We're prepared to take additional measures, legislative or litigation, if we need to do so.
Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal says Craigslist has failed to police for smut the way it promised.
We're in 100% agreement with Attorney General Blumenthal that crime needs to be eliminated from Craigslist entirely.
CEO Jim Buckmaster says Craigslist anticipates making further progress toward eliminating illegal postings. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke told Congress today he thinks the economy will start improving by the end of the year. Of course, we still have to get the results of those bank stress tests that'll be made public later this week. Here's ABC's Charles Herman.
The government has made very clear that these stress tests are not a pass-fail sort of test, that this is really an attempt to make sure that all of the nation's largest banks have enough funds on hand should the economy get worse.
Wall Street Journal says Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and Citigroup may be among the 10 or so banks that may need more money. New York Times plans to raise its prices. A daily copy of the paper will now set you back $2. A Sunday Times will cost $6. Dow's down 38, NASDAQ down 12. You're listening to ABC News.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
Hey, James, here's the cost analysis report.
Thanks. Ooh, I think you're missing a page.
No, we're trying to save on paper, so we're using triple-sided printing.
Triple-sided?
Yeah, triple-sided. We're printing on the front, the back, and the paper's edge.
You're kidding, right?
Do I look like a kidder?
Save on paper the easy way at Staples. Right now, buy any case of paper and get 50% back in Staples Rewards. Staples, that was easy. Offer ends 5/23/09. Weekly quantity limits apply. See staples.com for additional online limitations. U.S. stores only.
An emotional Supreme Court Justice David Souter bid farewell to judges and lawyers he's worked with for nearly two decades today. He spoke at an annual conference of judges and lawyers from the Northeast, telling them he didn't intend for news of his retirement to leak out before today. He also insisted he was not the source of the leak. Police in San Bernardino, California, say there are no solid leads in the kidnapping of a three-year-old boy this week. ABC's Alex Stone reports from L.A.
16-year-old Jose Barraza is waiting for news about his little brother.
I just want my brother back. I don't want them. I just want my brother back.
Three-year-old Bryant Rodriguez was taken by gunmen who burst into his family's home. They tied up his mom and siblings, ransacked the home, and then left with Bryant. Police say no ransom demands have been made and they can't find a motive. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Actor, comedian, and chef Dom DeLuise has died. His son says he died in his sleep last night after a long illness. DeLuise appeared in dozens of movies, but what was his favorite?
It would be the one I did with Burt Reynolds, and that's The End, where I played a paranoid schizophrenic. I like that a lot. I like something I did with Mel called The 12 Chairs, and then his wife, Anne, wrote Fatso. I did that. I thought that was rather good.
The Mel he's talking about there is Mel Brooks, of course. Doris Day says she never laughed so hard in her life as when she was with Dom DeLuise. Burt Reynolds says he will miss him terribly. Dom DeLuise was 75. This is ABC News.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
GEICO is over 70 years old. Now, most of us don't go around bragging about how old we are, especially on the radio. But at GEICO, they're proud of their age. It means they can deliver the expertise and reliability that only comes with years of experience. Over 70 and proud of it, that's GEICO. How old am I? I'll tell you later, you know, when I'm off the radio.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. California State University will ask its Board of Trustees to approve a 10% increase in student fees next week to deal with a big deficit. A toddler was killed. His father seriously hurt this morning when a falling tree hit their silver pickup truck on Bennett Valley Road, just east of Sonoma Mountain Road in Sonoma County. Caltrain is expected to be on schedule this afternoon following morning delays after a teenager was hit and killed in Palo Alto. It is the second Caltrain death in 2 days. And a damaged portion of rail on the Transbay tube that caused extensive BART delays this morning has been temporarily repaired. More permanent repairs will be made overnight. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
Dublin Grade, West 580 between Eden Canyon and the Castro Valley exit. Overturned vehicle, center divide. Emergency crews in the two left lanes. You're backed up about a half a mile. Bank of the West, dedicated to exceptional customer service and strong community relationships for 135 years. Stop by your local branch today. Start a banking relationship you can count on for years to come. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Scattered light showers today with mild temperatures, and KGO's Lloyd Lindsay-Young says it'll be cloudy tomorrow with more light showers. It's 64 in San Francisco, and on your radio, it's 810. KGO News Talk, 810. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dina Dell, welcome to the program. Let's quickly go through some recent aspects of the, I mean, do we use past tense? Remember that swine flu scare back in, what year was that? Anyway, it often brings out strange things. We get all the press releases. And very often when there's a health scare, all kinds of folks come out of the woodwork and want to sell you something. And this is just kind of typical. I thought I'd run this one by you very, very quickly. And raising the ghost of Louis Pasteur, it's a vitamin salesman here, who talked about how Pasteur amazed his assistants with an unconcerned manner when he conducted his research, and that Pasteur believed that you didn't have to worry about germs if you had the right foods and the right vitamins. And this fella here, and you know, one thing actually struck me with this fella here, of course, manufactures the right vitamin for you. But I keep forgetting to tell you that every press release comes with a sample interview questions, all of them. So when you see all the smarty pants, talk show hosts, television, radio across the board asking all these questions, it's all canned. You must know that. I always assume people sense that. But nevertheless, so one of the questions is, your company's goal is to conveniently provide consumers with all the nutrients required for human health. Tell us what we're going to find in your product, right? Can you imagine? Yes, there are talk show hosts who would ask that question. And then this person's claim to fame, professional, a degree in nutrition, something like that? No, nothing like it at all. And as I said, this is just typical when there's a health scare of what comes out of the woodwork, from wayward chiropractors to pretenders to wayward trainers to all kinds of folks who, of course, you know, you can send away $10 and get a degree in nutrition very easily. A couple of serious things having to do with that swine flu pretend outbreak. Researchers, some new things are being learned, and it's positive. And while researchers in two labs here are just today going to get blood samples from some Mexican flu victims, they're going to use it to make antibodies. And when they make those antibodies, we will have a diagnostic test that any doctor can do in their office quickly, within minutes. Right now, you know, you got to send it off to labs. There's only two labs in North America still that can do this to tell you whether you had the swine flu or not. And then they're going to make antibodies that can be injected into people who have been exposed. You know, when you go away on a trip, sometimes you get a gamma globulin shot. You know what that is? Gamma globulin is antibodies. So we take serum from people who've had hepatitis, who've had all the diseases we're afraid of, and we take those antibodies, make a shot out of it. So we're not giving you antibiotics. We're not giving you an antiviral medication. We're giving you antibodies. All right? The other quickie here is, remember, we're beginning summer in the northern hemisphere. It's beginning of winter in the southern hemisphere. And it doesn't matter in the tropics when it comes to flu. More flu in the winter because we think we're indoors more and more likely to be contagious. But something else they don't mention in this article, flu virus happens to be very resistant to the cold weather. We never thought that. It almost seems to like it. And says here, this is from Australia, they've got 3,000 deaths from flu every year in Australia. Remember, in the United States, 800 deaths a week from regular flu. So not to freak out about the swine flu. Remember that one back in 2009? Anyway, they're saying here in tropical countries, I always wondered about this, and I just didn't think about it correctly. In tropical countries, it's the same. Because they don't have the same seasons, and everything is air-conditioned, so everybody is indoors during the hot weather, which is all the time. And that's why influenza seems to be consistent. There's no seasonal pattern to the flu. All right, we touched on the subject of vaccinations, and this brings me to a particular website here. And an hour before airtime, Heather discovered something. Heather and astute engineer Kyle actually came up with the second item I'm going to bring up in a moment. But the first one is a blog, a website here, Scandalous Candace, who's really coming down heavy on Oprah. And she's coming down on Oprah for a different reason than sometimes I do. She's a dear woman. She's got a heart as big as the world. We know that. But she's saying here, and evidently, this is in response to what I didn't realize. I thought it was just having Jenny McCarthy as a guest. Well, she says here, do not give Jenny McCarthy a platform to spew her awful views, inaccurate information about autism, teaching people to not get their kids vaccinated. She has the potential to harm thousands of children and family and those that listen to her bad advice. I urge you, do not support her platform, Oprah. And I urge you to listen to people who know what they're talking about. She lists a bunch of links and websites, to scientific websites about vaccines and autism and disease. And I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV, she says, but the information is there. And I'm thinking she's just talking about Oprah having Jenny on as a guest, and I realize that's not it at all. Oprah's backing a new talk show for Jenny. Jenny lining up to become the next TV chair chatter with a big assist from Oprah. The former Playboy model has signed a multi-year deal with Oprah's Harpo Productions to develop a syndicated talk show and other projects. And, of course, a lot of the blogs here, one from Kyle, shows Jenny's original Playboy spread. And, oh, I didn't mean to use that word, but that's really kind of what it is. I can't read you what this particular blogger has said. It's very well written and very clever about, where'd this woman come from? She came from a Playboy centerfold, and most famous thing she's done is to claim that her child, who was diagnosed with not autism, then not autism, and then not autism, then autism, that's what really made her famous. So what can I tell you? Oprah has the capacity to create monsters. You know, we won't name them, but she can and has. All right, let's move on to serious subjects here. You know, more people die from traffic accidents around the world than malaria, and no one wants to pay attention to it. This, I know, would not seem to interest American audiences, but I like to always keep a global perspective on this program. At present, we're looking at 1.5 million people die every year from traffic accidents. That's a lot of people. If there was a disease or a virus out there that killed 1.5 million people, we'd be freaking out. And we're expecting in the year 2020, that'll be 2 million people. The cost of road accidents in developing countries? $100 billion a year that they don't have. So just put that on the list of things that the third world needs. Do we need to warn young women, teens, that sending nude or suggestive photos of yourself, i.e. sexting, is not a good thing, can damage your future? And they're going over the list here, trying to help parents. I don't know how a parent's going to know this, but a survey in the United States found 1 in 5 teens has sent or posted online a naked or semi-nude picture of themselves. And 40% say they have sent sexually suggestive messages. I would kind of expected that. And they go on to the tragedies, the suicide case, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, you know, the problem, I mean, Vermont, they're making it legal. They're making sexting legal. Why? Because right now it's considered a sex violation. And you're put on the list of sexual predators. And you have to, I mean, it's kind of interesting, right? A 16-year-old sends a naked picture, and the laws, which, of course, are construed to hopefully protect us and protect children, take these kids who do something stupid and then make them a sexual criminal. So they had to therefore say that sexting is a legal act. Imagine making it legal because the law was so sloppily written. It swept in a lot of innocent folks. Well, they looked at, I don't know how to delete, how to deal with this data, because so few of you are having babies at home anymore. This was a trend. I had one of my kids at home. I'd never do it again. But this particular research essentially found that there was twice the rate of deaths in people having a baby at home with a certified midwife than in a hospital where the delivery was attended by a certified nurse midwife. I'm not sure why you would have a child at home. The reasons that we used to have when we were hippies was, oh, you know, hospitals are so cold and they're so terrible. Yeah, and they also have an operating room right next to the delivery room, and that's kind of worth having if you need it. So, and it was cozy and homey, and you could make placenta soup afterwards and all these wonderful things. And the study, because there's so few in the United States, for instance, home births with a certified nurse midwife on hand, 0.1%. Home delivery with other nurse midwives, 0.4%. Birth center delivery with a certified nurse midwife attending, 0.2%. So almost everybody, 99-point-something% of people are having babies in hospitals, and that seems to get the best results, and that's what we're talking about, right? Are good results. You want to improve your golf game? You need some positive input from an emotional support from a personal sympathetic ear. Now, basically, they're looking at the link between social support to performance in golf and other sports. They tested the importance of social support by providing individually tailored support to sportsmen and measuring their impact on performance. They focused on male golfers who were all competing in regional, national, and international levels. For half the study, the golfers were each given regular one-on-one support by the lead researcher. And the doctor here offered a range of things, included listening to the golfers as they talked through their problems, offering encouragement and reassurance before competitions, helping with practical issues like organizing accommodations during competitions. And then they had three golfers who got different kind of support. The problem is this is a really, really small study. But we do think, listen, encouraging athletes is a good thing. Some athletes just like to be left alone. You know, they meditate. They go in inside themselves. But golf is a kind of sport, you know, which is so, I don't know, it feels like it's emotional. You know, the more you think about it when you're standing up there, the worse your shot's going to be. And it's about learning to relax and letting the reflexes go. Anyway, the players who got support improved by 1.78 shots per round, which in high-level golf is a significant amount. Having a deep reverence for life has a positive influence on outcomes after heart bypass surgery. They asked people, this is to eliminate the effect of religious belief. Yes, if you have a powerful religious belief, that's a positive thing. It's a positive thing, right? But they're looking at people who don't have religious beliefs, and they wanted to see, and secular belief systems could be helpful. So after controlling for all they interviewed face-to-face hundreds of patients before bypass surgery and eliminating all the demographics, age, and et cetera, they found a deep sense of reverence for life predicted fewer post-surgery complications, fewer nights in the hospital. It's a personal sense of spirituality, a sense of interconnectedness with that has a significant meaning in your life, like music, art, the natural environment, or providing love and support to others. I like this because if you don't have a particular religious belief in this country, you're condemned. You know, you're thought to not be spiritual, not to care. Well, Personally, I'll speak for myself, I feel I have as deep an awe of the universe and of life and love and the natural environment as anybody I've met with profound religious beliefs. It's about tolerating each other. That's where issues come in here. But indeed, they did find that you can be secular, have this reverence, and get the health benefits also. Well, here's another one where senators, they want to change menus and junk food places and fast food joints and schools in the cafeteria. And, of course, they have not read that study about vicarious goal fulfillment, which I will keep reminding you of, which is just a piece of art, as far as I'm concerned. Where they found was, if you take a menu with a lot of junk food on the menu and you add one very healthy item on the menu, say you add a salad, people are then more likely to choose a bacon cheeseburger than something in the middle, like, you know, chicken or fish. Something about when you see, as it says, it's called vicarious goal fulfillment, when you see a healthy option, it somehow satisfies a healthy eating goal, merely thinking about getting a salad, right? It's the weirdest thing. That leads you to saying, you know, I just thought about a salad. I'm a good person. I'll have that salad at home, but now I'm going to order the bacon cheeseburger. It backfires. The unexpected consequences, which is so common. All right. Hey, you feeling isolated, Bunky? Feeling deprived? Maybe you're depressed. Maybe you're anxious. Maybe why all those things could be a good thing, a positive thing. That's right. I'm Dr. Dina Dell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, or T-A-L-K.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-967-3532. That's 1-800-967-3532. Or go to selectquote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A stunning new report from Javelin Research shows identity theft has hit a five-year high, with a record 9.9 million Americans falling victim to this crime last year. In fact, a new identity is stolen every 3 seconds. Now the good news. LifeLock, the leader in identity theft protection, works to stop identity theft before it happens. And what they don't stop, they'll fix at their expense up to $1 million. LifeLock member Paul Fairchild writes, I've dealt with the results of ID theft for more than 3 years and read all about the so-called solutions. Until LifeLock came along, I never thought I would see an answer to this problem. LifeLock can stop this crime. Well, now you can get instant protection by calling LifeLock at 1-800-603-7572. Call right now. You'll also get 30 days absolutely free. Just use the promo code FREEMONTH. That's 1-800-603-7572. 1-800-603-7572. 1-800-603-7572.
Hello?
Rachel, it's your mother. I just got your message, but it was all broken up. All I heard was new and Chase. Honey, that's terrific. You met someone new out there named Chase.
Mom, no.
Tell me all about him, everything. What does he do? How tall is he? His hair. Does he have all his hair? Oh, it doesn't matter. Does he come from a good family?
Mom, you're
Murray,
not.
Murray, Rachel met a new guy out in California. His name is Chase.
Chase, does he have a job?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out.
Mom, Chase isn't a guy. It's my new bank. I just opened up a new checking account from Chase, and I was leaving you a message when I left.
Oh, well, does your bank make you happy?
Well, Chase is new out here, but they've been helping people manage their money for years. So, yeah, I think I'm going to be happy with Chase.
Well, that's all your father and I want. Did you meet any nice single men when you were there?
Here we go.
What?
Chase Banking is now in California, and we're here to help. Stop by a branch or visit chase.com/CA today. Chase may be new to California, but not to what matters in a bank.
Deposit products provided by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
How do you want to feel today? Call 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. And be well with Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Gene in Pennsylvania. How you doing, Gene?
Pardon me?
I said, how are you doing, Gene?
Oh,
welcome to the program.
Fine. How are
okay.
you?
Okay. I'm okay.
Okay. You want my question?
Well, that's the format of the show. You call and ask me the question, and I'll try to answer it for you.
Okay. I know, of course, that you can't get swine flu from eating pork. I knew that. But you, if you buy the pork, I mean, you buy it and you it's raw and you prepare it, would there be anything there? I mean, any negative, any danger?
Any danger. Well, so you're not talking about slaughtering your own swine or your own pigs, right?
No, I don't think
no.
so.
Okay, well, I'd never tell. This is a national show. People could be calling us from farms and places where they do stuff like that. No, you're not going to get it from raw meat. It would be like you couldn't, well, let's see, every example I'm thinking of right now is kind of gross and disgusting. But a virus, first of all, let's talk a little about quickly about viruses. A virus actually needs living cells to live. It can live in mucus for a while, but it has no sex life. Viruses have no sex lives. They don't. Little boy viruses don't find little girl viruses and mate and make baby viruses. A virus gets into the DNA of your cell and makes your cells, your living cells, manufacture more viruses. Then those viruses go out to other cells, and that's how they spread. So the meat, when you buy meat in the store from the butcher, it's dead. And viruses are not able to live in those cells. So that's that. So in general, though, let me ask from your part of the country, Gene, what would you sense people are feeling about swine flu? Are people still pretty frightened about it, or is everything slowing down a little?
Some people you talk to are frightened. I was frightened at first, but now since I'm hearing other things, it's both. What I'm worried about is the fall. But to answer your question, some are, and some people that never get frightened of anything, you know, just take it in stride.
Yes, well, I say that because, as you can tell from the news, that everybody's, the feds, or everybody's kind of backing off that this will probably be milder than the regular flu, which we get every year, and 35,000 people die from, and 8,000 people a week die from the regular flu. And so far, we don't have any deaths except for a child who came from Mexico. So if there's anything right now, as of today, that I could pass on to you, is worry a lot less than you were worrying. And you can see the media backing off, like, oops, maybe this wasn't such a big deal. But, you know, going through the steps and preparedness and learning, it would be like a mini hurricane hitting New Orleans. We would have learned a whole bunch of things. So we've learned a lot about our preparedness and things that can and can't be done. Unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, got upset. A lot of schools got closed unnecessarily, but better than the opposite, I guess. All right, let's talk to Dave. How you doing, Dave?
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Hi. Well, wanted your opinion on chiropractic care.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to look at the background.
No, I don't need it. For chiropractic care for what?
Well, I had a couple issues with my back lately that were a little different than before because they seemed to end more quickly. They didn't kind of go away like a sore muscle in the past when you pull your back. And so I was thinking, well, geez, I just wanted to rule out spinal related. So
yes,
I went to the chiropractor, we did the x-rays, and I'm all out of kilter, of course. And I just
Yes, well, you know, we don't believe any of that, Dave. That's 19th century stuff. You're not out of kilter. We do not recommend x-rays. I mean, that's like overkill, getting an x-ray for, you know, routine back problems. And yet, I got to say that in terms of patient satisfaction, that people seem to be as happy with chiropractors as they are with massage therapists, as they are with physical therapists. That anybody who touches you or does anything seems to help. And the least likely person to do that is going to be your physician, because we're into, you know, pills. And we're also into telling you what the cause of your back problem is, because unfortunately, and I had a bad year once, or I had three people that I knew personally, relatives, friends, all who had back problems, and all of whom it was cancer. One breast cancer case, a prostate cancer case, I forgot the third one, and it all got put off because they were seeing One was seeing a massage therapist. One, I forgot, they were seeing some other non-medical type of a person. I have no problems. If I had a back problem, I'd start with massage. I'd start with physical therapy, stuff like that. If I knew that it was caused by, you know, if it was a routine back problem. But you got to remember kidney disease, gallbladder disease, cancer, all kinds of things can cause back problems. And most of you know, though, what your regular recurring low back problem feels like, you know. So I feel safe with you going out on your own and trying some of these hands-on therapies. But don't let a chiropractor tell you you got a crooked back, you know, or take a bunch of x-rays you don't need. That really is, it's inappropriate. It's just old-fashioned. It's not scientific. And yet there are chiropractors who have caught up with the 21st century and might be able to help your back. All right? Isolated, deprived, depressed, anxious? Maybe those are good things. We'll talk about that. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Texas officials are confirming this afternoon the first death from the H1N1 flu virus. Centers for Disease Control no longer recommending that schools close due to the H1N1 virus, but parents should keep their sick kids at home. California has become the first state in the nation to do its own testing for the virus. As a result, the number of confirmed cases has jumped from 29 to 69. Comedian actor Dom DeLuise has died in Los Angeles. He was 75. And on Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials closed down 16 points at 8,411, NASDAQ down 9 at 1,754, and the S&P 500 dropping 3 points at 903.80. Lloyd Lindsay Young forecasting scattered light showers with mild temperatures. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
With spring and summer just around the corner, and if you're tired of looking at your old, cracked up, discolored, or stained concrete driveway, patio, or sidewalk, then it's time for you to call ACF Incorporated, Paverstone Experts, to beautify your home. ACF specializes in residential driveways, patios, and sidewalks, and is rapidly becoming known as the Bay Area's biggest and best interlocking paverstone installation contractor, while offering the best reasonable prices with integrity. We are currently offering special financing, such as no deposits, no payments, and deferred interest if paid in full by September 2009 on approved credit. Call ACF Paverstone Experts to schedule your free interlocking paverstone estimate toll free at 1-877-ACF-6565. That's 1-877-ACF-6565. And be sure to visit us online at www.acfconcrete.com.
Times aren't over. There's a sense that good things are on the way, and Fremont Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, chairman of Fremont Bank. If you're looking to save on your monthly mortgage payment, we're offering a rate as low as 4.625% APR on our fixed-rate mortgage with no closing cost or points. To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just call 866-341-REFI to speak with one of our experienced loan officers. They'll process the necessary information to get you started right over the phone. A Fremont Bank mortgage may be your first start in transforming your new outlook. To apply for a fixed-rate mortgage with a rate as low as 4.625% APR, call 866-341-REFI. Good things are on their way. Be sure to call today.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 4309, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Being hunted down by the IRS? Have they put liens on your home and bank account? Are you facing wage garnishments and more taxes than you could ever afford to pay? You can end this nightmare today. Get ready to write down a number that will give you the power to stand up to the IRS. One quick free call to Power Tax Relief is the beginning of the end of your IRS nightmare. Power Tax Relief has saved thousands of Americans millions of dollars. If you're afraid of losing everything, don't wait another day. Don't delay another hour. Call Power Tax Relief right now. Here's that number. 1-888-431-3399. That's your direct line to Power Tax Relief. Now you have the power to stand up to the IRS and end your tax nightmare. Call 1-888-431-3399. That's 1-888-431-3399. Call Power Tax Relief, the most trusted name in tax relief, because the relief is real. 1-888-431-3399. Call now.
And I like this piece because it talks about creativity and about mental illness and how blurry the lines indeed can be. They talk of people are angry and suspicious and anxious and depressed and feel deprived and isolated, and how that can be a pathway to great art in all forms. And according to this doctor's research, that creative minds in all areas, science to poetry, math to humor, may have traits associated with what we otherwise would call mental illness. And such traits allow the unusual, sometimes the bizarre thought processes that are associated with creativity. And he makes a good point here that throughout evolution, the genes for these things had to offer certain advantages for them in order to survive. There must have been some kind of survival advantage. And we don't know what survival advantages many, many different genes have. We just can speculate at this particular point. For instance, while people accept that there are health benefits to anxiety, and I'm one of those, anxiety can be very positive. You know, there is a lion. I'm not anxious about that lion. I will just sit here and get eaten, right? We are more wary to begin, wary about saying, like, as he says here, mild manic depression or mild schizophrenia, bringing a flexibility of thought and openness, risk-taking behavior. And he goes through long lists of, this was actually a famous study of Irish and British poets, and found a very high rate of mood disorders and even institutionalization. And they also have found in studies that psychiatric patients do better in tests of abstract thinking. Another study here with 300 eminent and creative men in different fields found 70% had a mental disorder. Scientists were the least affected, by the way, but artists and writers had increased diagnosis of psychosis. And then they look at humor. I love this because humor is tricky. Very hard to define. And they found humor is often developed in response to depression. It works as a coping mechanism. They looked at comedians, male and female alike here, all famous and successful, and comedians tended to be superior in intelligence, but also angry, suspicious, and depressed. Their early lives are often characterized by isolation and suffering and feelings of deprivation, and they often used humor as a defense against anxiety, converting their feelings of suppressed rage from physical to verbal aggression, which is what, you know, humor can sometimes be. Examples. I get a little too esoteric. So don't worry, Bunky. Maybe it's a good thing. All right, let's talk to Todd. How you doing, Todd? Welcome to the program.
I'm doing very well. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Adele.
Yes, sir.
My 3.5-year nephew goes to one of those really elitist preschools here in the city, where everybody has a master's or a PhD in elementary education. And he has a thing where he puts his shoes on the wrong foot all the time. And we've talked to them about it, or at least my sister has. And their response is, we shouldn't do anything about it because we don't want to stifle his individuality.
Well, I'll tell you something. It depends whether you expressed it that he's putting his shoes on the wrong foot. My question would be, is he doing it on purpose? And he likes it that way. He likes the feeling. He likes the shape of the, you know, of the shoes. The only way you'll know that is, you know, give him 20 tries to put on his shoes. And if half the time he's on the right foot and half the time the wrong foot, then it seems to be just random. Or if he puts them mostly on wrong, then it sounds to me like there's something there. I tell you, I would have chuckled with you before about a month ago where I saw this article. I'm not saying these people were right, but this whole thing was about, you know, maybe it plays into your feelings on this. I mean, I'm not suggesting this is science, but it raised some interesting points about picking your battles with kids, and that when you, you know, pick a battle with something like that, which is going to straighten itself out anyway, versus you might harden them, because kids have a way of doing that. I think it just would be worth, not that I'm supportive of the place, the kind of place that your nephew's going to, but there may be a time and place when smart parenting would say, you know something, I'm not picking a fight over this one. You know, I'm just going to let that go. I have a granddaughter, for instance, who I believe is extraordinarily creative, going to be a great artist someday. She insists on putting her socks on her hands, right? And different socks, not matching. And it's a very cool, you know, I remember when everybody, when Michael Jackson was walking around with the glove thing. And that's what I'm thinking. So she likes to go out, you know, she puts on her shoes, the whole thing. And, you know, she's five. And her fashion statement is to put a pair of socks, but different socks on each hand. And uses them like mittens to grab things. I don't know where it came from. We just think it's a hoot and then it's a sign of creativity. So nobody did battle. Give me those socks. Those socks belong on your feet, which might be the quickest way for her to be either, you know, to suppress her creativity or not. But I'll tell you also one quickie about kids and their feet, because I'm thinking about shoes on the wrong. I did that one day, actually, and I knew my shoes felt funny, and they're kind of shoe styles where you really can't tell. You know, normally shoes are a little bit longer in the toe. When you have a child who is, this came from a grandma, I'll call the program once, who's pigeon-toed. And their feet are kind of aimed inwards. And you have to accept the wide range. Some kids are like, you know, they waddle, their feet are pointed outwards. Some kids, and there's a range of everything from the waddle all the way to their toes point, their feet pointing inwards. This grandma said, just get them a pair of roller skates. I said, well, I don't understand. The mother was complaining about the kid being, and why they call it pigeon toe, because pigeons walk like that, I guess. The feet were aimed inwards. She said, get them a pair of roller skates. And I said, I didn't get that, ma'am. Why? She says, well, you can't roller skate if your feet are aiming inwards. Their feet are just going to bang into each other. And they quickly learn to aim their feet outwards. So there you go. There you go, Todd. Let's talk to Walt. What's on your mind today, Walt? Walt,
hi,
you there?
Dill.
There you are. How you doing, Walt?
Yeah, you're I'm fine. On one of these late-night TV ads, I didn't see exactly what it's about, but it's like a Viagra vacuum, and I forget what it's called, something like that, and I was wondering how it works. Have you heard of this?
Yes. Well, I got to say, because some people might misinterpret this, there have been some very, very horrible things. I've seen the pictures in emergency room journals of men who have inserted themselves in the end of a vacuum cleaner. So I'm not saying you would do this, Walt, but some people might. Do not do that at home or anywhere. If you saw the pictures, you could see what could happen to you. You rupture the blood vessels, you get bleeding, it's a horrible deal. But the vacuum thing you mentioned, and I don't know the ad, so I'll be very careful here, because there is a vacuum for men with erectile dysfunction that is legitimate. It works as you would expect by creating a vacuum, drawing blood where it's supposed to be, and then it only works when you have a little rubber bandy thing that you put on that keeps the blood there, then you remove the vacuum. And this was really in the pre-Viagra days, and there are many, many men who do not respond to Viagra, all these medications, and these things do work. They're not romantic, and you can overutilize them. And I have seen the medical, I mean, the real deal, the one that was made for physicians to prescribe, sold over the counter. I have no idea what the medical device laws are around this. So there is a legitimate use for that. If it's being promoted for any guy, I can't imagine, you know, most guys having difficulty would try medication first. But please, if you do, check with your physician. I don't know how many times I've told you over the years, the high rate of diabetes and heart disease among men who first get symptoms of this dysfunction. All right. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
With spring and summer just around the corner, and if you're tired of looking at your old, cracked up, discolored, or stained concrete driveway, patio, or sidewalk, then it's time for you to call ACF Incorporated, Paverstone Experts, to beautify your home. ACF specializes in residential driveways, patios, and sidewalks, and is rapidly becoming known as the Bay Area's biggest and best interlocking paverstone installation contractor, while offering the best reasonable prices with integrity. We are currently offering special financing, such as no deposits, no payments, and deferred interest if paid in full by September 2009 on approved credit. Call ACF Paverstone Experts to schedule your free interlocking paverstone estimate toll-free at 1-877-ACF-6565. That's 1-877-ACF-6565. And be sure to visit us online at www.acfconcrete.com.
How's business? Two words that are certain to dampen an otherwise gleeful conversation. Yet, despite the endless reports of gloomy forecasts and impending doom, there is a silver lining. Comerica Bank. We've weathered every financial market since 1849. So why is this important to your business? Simple.
we're in a healthy position to help you. So while the economy has closed many doors of opportunity, at Comerica Bank, we're open for business. Yours. With millions to lend for qualified customers, suddenly, how's business has a confident answer. To find out how you can get the capital your business needs to succeed, call a Comerica Bank small business specialist at 1-800-535-2740 or stop by any Comerica Banking Center. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
It begins with a driver's seat that feels like it's been crafted just for you. The view down the hood connects you to the road in a way you've never felt before. And with a turn of the ignition, the tachometer jumps to life. Introducing the Porsche First Mile Test Drive Event. Your Bay Area Porsche dealers invite you to this unprecedented opportunity to experience the thrill of driving a legendary sports car. Whether you're about to experience your very first mile in a Porsche or your first mile in the 2009 model lineup, driving will never feel the same again. For a limited time, you can experience your first mile in a 2009 Boxster for $445 a month. When you're ready for your first mile, visit BayArea.PorscheDealer.com to see how easy it is to get into a Porsche. Porsche, there is no substitute. 2009 Boxster lease $445 a month for 36 months. $5,190 due at lease signing. Excludes destination charge, tax, title, and license fee. At lease end, lessee pays 30 cents a mile over 30,000 miles. For details about costs and terms, call 1-800-PORSCHE.
Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome back. Let's talk to Joe in Nebraska. How you doing, Joe?
Hi, doctor.
Yes, sir.
A quick question. I was wondering, to grow your hair out, do you need to trim the ends? And if so, how often?
Now, are we talking about head hair or facial hair?
Yeah.
No. In other words, you're picking up kind of on a concern that many women have with split ends and the poor ends of the hair, giving a poor quality to the look. But if you're feeling that if you shave, because a lot of people have been told if you shave the hair, you get twice as much growing back and it grows back thicker. And that is indeed a myth. What happens is if you shave someplace where you normally don't shave, the hair that grows in is very short and feels, you know, more stubbly because it's short. It has more structural support. And it gets longer. It kind of flops over. So there's no truth to shaving hair increasing the rate that it grows. So that was an easy one. Frank, Dr. Udell here. How can I help you?
Hi, Dr. Udell. I recently took a drug test for a new job. And I was informed that I tested positive for oxazepam.
Oxazepam.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, how did that happen?
I don't know. That's why I'm wondering. I'm taking Coumadin and simvastatin and Atenolol. And
boy.
I did have some acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen, yes, a pain pill. I don't know that any of those cross-react. I'll tell you what oxazepam is. It's kind of like a Valium, and it is, just think of it as a Valium. It has many, many, many different names. The Cerax is one of them, brand names, but it goes by a bunch of different names, and it's, you know what Valium is. It's kind of a tranquilizer and used for muscle relaxation and stuff like that. And if those are the only drugs that you are taking, unless there was a mistake, I don't know, or a little powder slipped in someplace, I can't understand that. Do you take any? I'll tell you what, I always have to ask, and I always forget to ask this question because we have seen hundreds, let's say thousands of cases where people are taking natural herbal supplements, especially from Asia, especially from China, that contain real pharmaceutical drugs. It's a terrible problem. That's why I tell people don't ever, ever take a Chinese herb that's prepackaged, pre-boxed. If you want to go to a real Chinese herbalist, they don't do that stuff. You know, they use the real herbs, they mix it, and, you know, that's not available many, many places. So do you take any kind of supplements or anything herbal, anything like that?
No, I don't. How long would Valium stay in your system, doctor?
Well, this would stay in your system. I would be surprised if it... I'd have to look that up, but for Valium, I'd be surprised if you could detect it after a couple of days. So, why are you asking?
Well, I haven't taken anything within at least months, or a month or more of anything.
Wow.
So I can't
That's bizarre. That's bizarre. Well, I'll tell you what, if they are a legitimate company, they should have a split sample, and they should keep that sample around, and you need to challenge them. First of all, this is a prescription drug, and so if you test positive for it and you're taking it and your doctors, you know, can vouch for it, there's no reason not to give you a drug. To give you a job. Some people use it for sleep. Some people, you know, it's a common deal. It's a common deal. So I'm not, I can't explain that. The drugs you mentioned to me, the brand names, are not this. And what I don't know, which is always possible because, you know, drug testing in a workplace is given out to the lowest bidder. So there are some, low-quality labs that do this work, and they can make mistakes in the lab. Happens all the time. So you can demand a retest. And I hate this whole deal because you often have no recourse. Congress never thought it was important to give the American worker recourse in this and set up a system where if you have a legitimate complaint or contrary information, you have any recourse other than hiring yourself a lawyer. And not that we've shown that any of these tests reduce drug abuse in the workplace. Now, for critical jobs, you're going to be driving a truck. You know, you don't want to be on Valium or Valium-like drugs. So I think you got a little pushback to do here, and I would support you in that. And you might make sure, going through your prescriptions, make sure you mentioned everything you mentioned to me. You may have had... I mean, here's what I'm thinking of. The testing can be so sensitive these days. And what I meant by powder... which could have easily been misconstrued, is suppose you had a bottle of pills and you were taking this a while ago. Your doctor gave you something to, you know, for as a muscle relaxant or to help you sleep or to get through an anxious period in your life. And then you're using that same bottle, emptied it out, and then you put some of your other pills in that same bottle. Some of the powder, which falls off of pills, you know, could have contaminated the other medications you're taking, and this test could have picked it up, right? I mean, it's all I can... Well, I can tell you. All right. Okay, I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK.
Back.
With spring and summer just around the corner, and if you're tired of looking at your old, cracked up, discolored, or stained concrete driveway, patio, or sidewalk, then it's time for you to call ACF Incorporated, Paverstone Experts, to beautify your home. ACF specializes in residential driveways, patios, and sidewalks, and is rapidly becoming known as the Bay Area's biggest and best interlocking paverstone installation contractor, while offering the best reasonable prices with integrity. We are currently offering special financing, such as no deposits, no payments, and deferred interest if paid in full by September 2009 on approved credit. Call ACF Paverstone Experts to schedule your free interlocking paverstone estimate toll-free at 1-877-ACF-6565. That's 1-877-ACF-6565. And be sure to visit us online at www.acfconcrete.com.
It begins with a driver's seat that feels like it's been crafted just for you. The view down the hood connects you to the road in a way you've never felt before. And with a turn of the ignition, the tachometer jumps to life. Introducing the Porsche First Mile Test Drive Event. Your Bay Area Porsche dealers invite you to this unprecedented opportunity to experience the thrill of driving a legendary sports car. Whether you're about to experience your very first mile in a Porsche or your first mile in the 2009 model lineup, driving will never feel the same again. For a limited time, you can experience your first mile in a 2009 Cayenne for $499 a month. When you're ready for your first mile, visit bayarea.porschedealer.com to see how easy it is to get into a Porsche. Porsche, there is no substitute. 2009 Cayenne V6 lease $499 a month for 36 months. $44.94 due at lease signing. Excludes destination charge, tax, title, and license fee. At lease end, lessee pays 30 cents a mile over 30,000 miles. For details about costs and terms, call 1-800-PORSCHE.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt, save yourself thousands of dollars of interest, and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now, 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt-free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at CredX. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Jim. How you doing, Jim? Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Adele.
Yes, sir.
I thought I had something that might give you a little chuckle. I'm always interested in your comments regarding the quacks and the quackery that, you know, exists. There's something circulating on the Internet now about the use of asparagus. Pureed asparagus apparently will cause cancer to go into remission or, in some cases, actually cure it.
Isn't that something?
I didn't know if you'd ever heard that or not, but I've had two different messages, people sending me this stuff.
Yeah, and it's so funny how this stuff takes on a life of its own. I love when it goes away for a few years and it cycles on back. You know, where's it been for 2 years? It goes around the world and then comes back. And I like you, I would assume that most people would just delete, and yet it stays alive, which means there are people out there who, when they get an email which says that eat asparagus, it'll cause cancer to go in remission, believe it. They believe it enough to forward it. I'm starting to send back some of these emails to people. You know, I think if we don't fight back, this is, we're just going to become awash in this stuff. And if you let people know who just have this reflex click syndrome, that, you know, I'm not buying your nonsense. If you believe this, please send it to other more, you know, impressionable and gullible friends of yours. But I, you know, I got a couple of brain cells still left to rub together. No, and I think why this stays alive, Jim, of course, all vegetables are good for you and have, fresh vegetables have all the right stuff. If you're going to be able to be healthy, that's a good thing. But I think because of what asparagus does, now this is a conversation that's going to leave half of the people in the audience in the dust, because half of the people in the audience don't know about this. It's just amazing. Those of you who do, you know right now where I'm going. Asparagus has the ability to make your urine have a very particular, very strong odor. And I think a lot of folks think, oh, yes, of course, asparagus, as opposed to all other vegetables, it like goes, there must be some special substance in it because look what it does. You know, look at that odor that gets through my kidneys and comes on out. That's all I can think of, why asparagus as opposed to, you know, tomatoes or, you know, any one of a hundred other vegetables and fruits, all of which contain micronutrients that are good and can help you prevent cancer. We've never found a study to show that vitamins and vitamin pills prevent cancer, but we've seen plenty of them to show that the vitamins that are contained in foods do. What can I tell you, Jim? So send it back to whomever sent it to you. I think that would be fun. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. Please join us on our next program. Until then, as always, be well.
Attention pain sufferers. Unhappy with your pain medication? Pills too slow to work? Concerned about damaging side effects? Now there's help. Clinical Topical's pain-defying regimen is tough on pain, but easy on your body. It not only fights pain fast, it also pampers and nurtures affected areas like a trip to the day spa. Call to find out how to get a free 30-day supply. Our pain-defying regimen fights pain around the clock, even while you're sleeping. Unlike drugstore analgesics, our topical regimen contains moisturizers, emollients, botanicals, and more to help soothe and nurture affected areas while providing fast relief. 80% of clinical trial patients say pain-defying regimen was the best pain reliever they've ever tried. Some call it a spa in the bottle. Some call it the ultimate pain reliever. We call it intelligent pain relief. For a limited time, you can get a free 30-day supply of our pain regimen with your order. Call 800-860-3154 to find out how. 800-860-3154. Call 800-860-3154 now.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt, save yourself thousands of dollars of interest, and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now. 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt-free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at CredX. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
Hey, it's Gil Gross. So-